Welcome back, ERI 225, coming to you live from the Wilton Shopping Centre. John Blake at the microphone. We've got a lot of people down at the Wilton Shopping Centre, and we're inviting everybody in the vicinity to come on down. If you're living too far out of town, you can phone in your request live to the Wilton Shopping Centre on 46544. That's Cork, 46544. A note here that says the Ahina Tug of War Club are holding a social tonight at the River Room in Macroom. Music tonight by the Lee Sound, and it's all in aid of St. Vincent de Paul Society. We've got a young man here to speak to us. He's been waiting for a long time. What's your name?
Aidan Desmond.
Aidan, you're going to sing an ERI jingle. Not a short one, I hope, a long one. Okay, off you go.
We wake you in the morning and start your day outright. We bring you home in the afternoon, keep company at night. Music is the message and 225. Monster's greatest radio is ERI.
Let's hear a round of applause, Aidan. Well done. We're going to give him an LP. We give him something groovy, all right? How about Hits on Fire, Scorching Tracks? That's all yours, Aidan. Thanks for waiting. We've got some more people over here who want to say hello to their mum, I think.
For my mum, Margaret, and my dad, Charlie McGrath, their 25th, and for my twin, Eileen, and Connie and Anne.
Very good, very good. You want to say hello to somebody?
My mother and father, Mary and Michael, who are 25 years married in July, and Bethany O'Rourke, and all class 2-3.
Very good, very good. Don't forget, we've got an information booth at the Wilton Shopping Centre if you want to find out more about ERI. And we're running a competition in connection with the Bishopstown Community Centre. All you have to do is pop a donation in our box, write your name and address on the envelope, and we'll have a lucky draw after the 4 o'clock news, and the winner's name will be announced. It'll win a lot of goodies. We've got somebody over here to say hello to.
Hi, I want to say hello to everybody in Porters in Wilton Shopping Centre. This is Marion saying hello. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hurry, that's going to cost you £15. That was a commercial. No doubt about it. Someone else here wants to say hello.
I want to say hello to Veronica Fennelly in Claro. She couldn't be here today just from the girls from school.
Very good. Somebody else?
I'd like to say hello to my mum and dad. Are having their 24th anniversary next week.
Very good. Could we keep back a small little bit? We're getting a little crowded. Anybody else here who wants to say hello? All right, we've got a lady out here who's been waving frantically. Come this way, come this way. Speak to us. You just want to... I know. Happens to me all the time.
A request for Norma Scott, who's up in Hogan's, and just saying hi.
That's good. That's not bad. Someone else?
I'd like to pay a request for my mother and father, who met 22 years ago on the 21st of October.
Did they tell you all that, yeah?
Yeah.
Are they very romantic? They are. They love each other very much. Great stuff. Hello?
I'd like to say hello to my mother and father at home.
They're just at home. What's their names?
Mr. and Mrs. Ahern.
Right. All right, we've got an LP. If anybody here can answer a question, you've won an LP. If you keep quiet, I'll give you the question. What is green and hairy and travels down the river at 30 miles an hour? What's that? I think we have an answer. What's that?
A caterpillar in a boat race.
Well, that'll do. You deserve an LP. The answer I was going to give was a gooseberry with an outboard motor, but there you have it. We've got a winner. We'll take some more music back at the studio, and we'll join you again at Wilton in just a few moments. That's Chris Rea's Water Sign, new LP, just for you. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
2:25 live at the Wilton Shopping Centre. We'd remind people at home that we're going to play Name It and Claim It as soon as we go back. And if you stand by your telephones, listen to the next record coming up. And when you hear it, you can ring Cork 46544. That's 46544. Meantime, back at the ranch, we've got some more people to speak to here at the Wilton Shopping Centre. Yes, there's some people up here. By the way, anybody here wants a sticker? All right. There you are. There's some more stickers there, right? Now, right, who is this?
I'm Fiona O'Connor.
Hello, Fiona. And who do you want to say hello to?
I want to say hello to all the gang in Somerstown and to my mom and dad as well.
Very good. Anybody else would like to say hello to somebody?
Please play a request for all the people who are organising the games in the Wilton Youth Club.
Very good, very good. Now, is there anybody else who wants to try... Somebody wants to try a go at a Desi voice? Okay. Okay, have a go.
Hello, everybody out there. I'm Anthony Buckley, and I'd like to take off Desi.
What about that? What do you think, Daniels?
We'll try again.
We'll try again. We'll give him one more go.
Hello, everybody out there. I'd like to take off Desi, all right?
I like.
That's good enough. We're going to give him the new single from Freeze. It's called Pop Goes My Love. We're going to stand by for Name It and Claim It. We're coming to you live from the Wilton Shopping Centre. Just to remind folks at home, our request line is 46544. That's 46544. And stand by for Name It and for Claim It. Back to the music.
O'Brien's of Challow, your main Volkswagen, Mazda, Audi, Mercedes and Porsche dealers in the south of Ireland bring you fantastic value in one-owner used cars. At 1979 Alpha Sud, 36,000 miles, £2,950. And 1981 Mazda 323 GL new model, 33,000 miles, £3,950. Generous trade-in allowances given on these and many more used cars. These cars carry a three-month guarantee. Sales department opens 6 days a week with late opening till 8 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. For further information, contact Austin O'Brien or Michael O'Shea on 058-56116. O'Brien's of Tallow, we'll give you a better deal.
Clancy's Railway Bar and Restaurant in Yall, a new eating and drinking experience. We specialise in seafood, steaks, salads, sweets and serving you. Evening meals nightly from 6:30 p.m. A daily budget lunch of soup and hot daily dish and coffee, only £3. Drinks, well, it's Yall's most popular watering hole. Need we say any more? Clancy's of Yall.
All you need is love. Cupboard love, and all your problems are solved. Gift problems anyhow. Weddings, engagements, birthdays, and now Christmas gifts. There's a gift to suit every occasion and every pocket at Cupboard Love, Wilton and Douglas shopping centres.
Sharky's Nightclub at the Central Hotel Mallow this Saturday and Sunday night with candlelit suppers and full bar extension. So for a good atmosphere and friendly people, why not come to Sharky's Nightclub? Friday next, October 28th, Reardon's Fancy. All at the Central Hotel Mallow.
Great news for Cork shoppers. Quinsworth Toyland is now open, and it's now at Cook Street in the city centre, just around the corner from Penny's. Now more good news. Quinsworth not only have the biggest range of toys in Ireland, but we've also many of our toys at last year's prices. That's Quinsworth Toyland. It's back in Cork, it's now at Cook Street, and it's now open.
Music is our message on 225. Munster's greatest radio is ERI.
If there ever come a time when you feel real nice and you want to let someone know that you really appreciate them, all you have to do is just moan a little bit for them. You got somebody to take. Ooh, 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 ooh. You see, no time for wasting, baby. We've gone all through those moves. I'm offering satisfaction, darling. Girl, I'm giving you all my love. See, any time is the right time, baby. Come on and take my heart. It's all yours if you want it, baby. My heart is tearing all apart. I say, ooh,
you can have it,
yeah. If you want it,
if you want it,
come and get it, baby. But if you want it,
you can have it.
I'll come and get it, girl, yeah.
If you want it,
yeah, yeah. See, darling, there's no time for wasting, baby. Come on, please, make up your mind. Good loving is so pleasing, baby. Girl, I'm giving you all my time. You can have it if you want it. Just come and get it, and baby, it's yours, yeah. I've got to give it if you want it. I know that you're gonna love it. Just come on, girl. Huh. Oh, I knew you'd like it. Oh, but you got me saying something like,
ooh, ooh. Shibby-doo-stiddin-diddy-doo-stiddy-da-da-da.
Listen now. One night while I was sleeping, baby, had a dream of you and I. Found myself asking you, baby, take my hand and be my wife. Baby, just let me know if you want it. It can be yours, girl, anytime, yeah. If you need it, just call me up and I will be around your place to give it up.
at the Woodland Shopping Centre. John Blake at the microphone. It's ERI 225. Today, Dolly Prevan celebrates her birthday. She's a songwriter and she's the wife of Andre Prevan. Anybody celebrating their birthday today? Yes, there's a lady out there. Come on up. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Come up this way. Come on up. We've got an LP for you. Come on. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. All right, then. Just step up this way a little bit more in case we get some feedback. What's your name?
Rosari.
Rosari what?
Rosari Coleman O'Brien.
And whereabouts are you from?
Joker.
And your birthday is on October?
October.
What age are you? Or is that a route? 26, actually, you're only a child. Do we have an LP here for a 26-year-old? No, not the birdie song. That's not suitable. Julio? Oh, yeah, you like Julio. That's all right. Happy birthday. Well done. And we also have some more people here to speak to. Let me see. Anybody? Okay, we've got someone up here who's celebrating their birthday. Gillian, you're going to be 14 when?
The 9th of November.
9th of November. My birthday's on the 4th, so about 5 days between us. Maybe we'll have a dual celebration on the 6th or something.
Can we sing for her now? Can we sing happy birthday?
Sure, sure. We're going to sing happy birthday for Gillian. All together, come on.
Happy birthday!
All right. Anybody back this side who wants to say hello to us? We've got some more people here to speak. Say hello to. Michael Cronin is here. Michael is the manager of the Wilton Shopping Centre. Did I get that much right? Yeah, right. Michael, tell us, how long has Wilton been in operation?
Well, it'll be 4 years open now this Christmas.
Now, a thing that has often struck me about shopping centres is, generally speaking, you have one supermarket to a shopping centre. At Wilton, you've got two. Is it working out well?
It's working very successfully. Well, that's probably because there are so many other shops as well in the centre.
Yeah.
That it has plenty of business in the area for two supermarkets.
Right, now some people might say that supermarkets have sounded the death knell of the corner shop. I think it's the opposite here, because you've had a lot of smaller shops surviving very well around the major supermarkets.
But that is correct, because I would think that they are interdependent, that the small shop would not be there without the supermarket, and likewise for the supermarket itself. They help each other, I think, in the area.
Right. Obviously, when you open a centre like Wilton, you try and get a good variety of shops, because variety is the drawing power, I'm sure.
Yes, of course, and I suppose in the beginning, they were not the type of shops that were required in the centre, did not all come to the centre, but now, in 4 years, there is that blend, and it has taken, I think, that 4 years started for the centre to mature.
Yeah,
the correct blend of shops.
Which you won't end up with four butchers and no shoe shop.
Not at all. We will always vet the people who want to come to the centre. Anybody who wants to open a new unit, would say, at the centre, will be vetted, and the market research will be done beforehand, so that we will know what type of shops are required.
True, there's probably a touch of supply and demand there as well. For example, if there's four butchers here, I'm not going to open a butcher shop here in the morning.
Well, I hope that if you do go to the butcher today, that you'll be in time to get some meat.
Right. What time do you close at this evening?
Yes, that's what I was just leading up to. It's 5:30 this evening.
And you have late night shopping on Friday night?
That's correct. We also have late night shopping on Thursday night till 9 p.m.
Good stuff. Now, tell me, what do you see the future of Wilton as being? Which way do you see the centre going?
Well, I don't think it has yet matured to what we haven't got, for the want of a better way of putting it. It has a long ways to go yet. It is the shopping centre of the future, I think. Also, it is a prime area. There is this great development in the area. There's new houses being built.
And the regional hospital and the shopping
space. Yeah, exactly.
So some might say that it's a luxury to have all this parking space outside. Has it worked? Has it paid dividends with the shoppers? Are they?
Yes, of course. While we have parking spaces for 1,000 cars on the busy times, we still have not enough space for all the cars that come here. But of course, there are the surrounding areas where they can park as well.
Very good, Michael. Thanks very much for speaking to us. That's Michael Cronin, the manager of the Wilton Shopping Centre. Yeah, well, who's got a birthday now? Gillian's birthday. Well, look, we'll have to give her a T-shirt. She what?
She loves the RAs.
Don't we all? Don't we all? We've got a couple of more people up there to say hello to, and after that we'll take a record and we'll come back again. Hello, Dave and Linda. How's it going? Yeah, hello.
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 You again?
Yeah, I want to say hello to all my friends on Hillside Road, and my brother Colin, and my sister Margot, and especially to my next door neighbour John, who was 4 yesterday.
Right. Is anybody here like Boy George?
Yeah!
All right. Well, if you can do a Boy George impersonation, the best one, the best Boy George impersonation. You're too shy. Not you again. Are you going to do a Boy George impersonation? Get up on the stage and do it. Karma Chameleon.
Loving in your eyes all the way. And you listen to your eyes, would you say?
He got rhythm.
I'm a man without conviction.
That's enough. We'll have to stop her. We'll have to stop her. We'll have to give her an LP. Do we have some LPs? Aha, we got LPs. How about that? All right, give her the hits on fire. Right, then we'll take a record and we'll be straight back to you live at the Woolton Shopping Centre.
Slogan, because nobody but nobody will undersell Dunn Stores lower food prices. Visit your nearest Dunn Stores for lower, lower food prices every day.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand of quality today. Dunn Stores, better value, fix them all.
Do you like a good magazine? Enjoy a good book? Is there a birthday card you just have to get, or a letter that needs photocopying? Well, stop. O'Callaghan's Woolton Shopping Centre stock a complete range of magazines, books and stationery. They also have the largest selection of Irish-made greeting cards around and offer a six-day photocopying service with special student reductions. So the next time you're in the Woolton area, call into O'Callaghan's, the Woolton Shopping Centre. You'll find it's well worth your while.
Well, now you possibly could. The Wolftone Bar and Lounge in Clonakilty has served West Cork for generations. There are 12 rooms in all, including excellent living accommodation and extensive storage. Now, for just £10, you can buy a ticket which could make your dream come true. The draw for this dream of a lifetime takes place on the 1st of December. Tickets, as I said, cost just £10. Or, as a special offer, you can purchase 6 tickets for just £50. For further information, call 023-33611. Or send a postal order or check made payable to the Wolf Tone Bar to Sean Healy, Wolf Tone Bar, Clonakilty, County Cork. And who knows, your dream could come true.
The UCC Mochran Affirmer presents a quiz and dance this Sunday night at the Inscarra Hall. Question time starts at 8:30 and your quizmaster is Ray Cummins. Dancing follows with music by Sierra till late. So why not come along? There's a great night assured.
In this week's Sunday World, Dublin, Sick City. Those who beat up old people should be treated rough, and if that means giving more power to the Gardaí, then I'm all for it. So says Micheline McCormack, and she has much more to say about Law and Disorder and the Criminal Justice Bill. Pushers, an inside report on how the families of one small Dublin block of flats will get scattered on the drug pushers were taking degradation and death on their doorsteps. Homemade sex videos. Read about them. The Midland Sphere. Reporter Eddie Rowley gives a bleak outlook for the Midlands, where massive shutdowns by the ESB in Bournemouth spell disaster for whole communities. J.R. versus Bobby. All in this week's Sunday World.
Nobody does it better.
Day and night in Munster. Stereo E.L.I.
Time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, carouse, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. All night long. All night. All night long. Dancing all in the street. See the rhythm all in there. Life is good, wild and sweet. Let the music play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climb, fiesta.
All night long.
That's us. Welcome back. ERI 225 coming to you live from the Wilton Shopping Centre. A couple of requests to get through. Hello to Mr. and Mrs. Redmond from daughter Anne and also with Genevieve and my sister. And not forgetting my lunatic of friends, Grace, Geraldine, Kay. And hope you've got the good news. The request comes from Fiona O'Connor and all the Winter Cleaners. Now, there's going to be a gala ball on behalf of the Cork Regional Hospital. It's for AID cancer treatment. It'll be at Jury's and it's formal dress on the 4th of November, and tickets are available in advance from Richard Allen's. Now, fashion, well, we want Mark standing by in studio with Pop Goes My Love, the new Freeze record. And if you can stand by with that, Mark, we're going to have a dancing exhibition here in a minute from Cork's hippest disc jockey, Lester Rap-A-Lot. But right now, on stage with me, we have Joanne from Mirror Mirror. Hello, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
You're working at Mirror Mirror here in the shopping centre, right?
That's right, yeah.
So what's in vogue right now? What are people wearing?
Well, practically anything goes. Crop trousers, baggy jackets, French look.
Did you see the fashion show earlier on?
I did. It was very impressive.
Yeah?
Very excellent.
Now, how would you describe what you're wearing at the moment? Try that.
Well, I'm wearing a stripy shirt.
Fashions, handmade leather bag, which is worth £10.50, which was donated by the Shoe and Heel Services. A box of assorted nuts, which is nice, from Pexoto's. A box of chocolates from Porter's. China black tea from Instinct's. A sewing box from Hickey's. Meat hamper from Burns. Fruit basket from Tutti Frutti. Junior tapestry set from Woolcraft. ERI t-shirt from ERI. Plus a little sheck. A box of chocolates. Box of chocolates. Box of chocolates. All from O'Gallaghan's this afternoon. And we'll hand you back to John now, who's going to take the draw with you.
Slight bit of confusion, but we're enjoying it. Live at the Wilton Shopping Centre. By the way, many thanks to Tony, who's been manning the desk all afternoon, and to Mark as well, back at the ranch. Let's hear it for Tony. He's got a bloated ego now. Right, now it's time to pick out some of the winners. We're going to start with three, and then we'll take some more music. Now, we've got £70 here. Was donated by right, £70 is donated by the shops. We'll take... Sorry, £70 has been donated so far. Now, we'll take out a winner. We'll just pick one of these dockets in here someplace. I've got one. Now, it's F. Bradley of 21 Ballinaspig Lawn in Bishopstown. What does F. Bradley win?
Radio.
F. Bradley has just won a radio, so he can listen to ERI and FM Freddy as well. Right, we'll take another one. Let's take another one out of this box. Here, there's a little boy here, pick one off me. Put your hand in deep down and pick out one and see who we've got. Are you good at reading, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, read it out.
Niall Covert, Hillside Avenue. Hillside
Avenue, I reckon, is in Glasheen. Indeed it is. And that person has just won a £20 toker from Boylan's. Now, we've got another £20 token to give away. Hugh Brown is picking it out. This £20 token has been donated by Quinsworth and Wilton. And the winner is, in stereo, Hugh,
Kieran O'Sullivan, to Umpire Grove, for Umpire Grove and Bishopstown.
All right, we'll do that again. Karen O'Sullivan.
Shall we try again? All right.
Karen O'Sullivan, to Umpire Grove in Bishopstown. That's stereo, just for Freddie. Now, and that person has just won £20 from Quinsworth in Wilton. Right then, we're going to take a record. We come straight back after that with some more winners on the raffle.
Did you say it's all over? It was me, not a whisper. The marriage is over. Was it me or my heart? Justify all affection beyond recollection. I was fine in Virginia. Guess it's true what I've said.
Wake up, get up, get up.
To say goodbye for today, I'm wearing my blue hat for a blue day is all we need. Please, my love, release the things that I touch. Please, my girl, release the story of love. Swim with love, don't lose magical part of you, my sweet blue girl. You're heading to lose your blue hat for a blue day is all we need. A blue hat for a blue day is all we need. But you can't understand why. Follow me to my blue town.
love, leaving for me to sew. The marriage is over, was it me or my heart? Please, my love, don't lose the story of love.
Welcome back, ERI live from the Wilton Shopping Centre. John Blake at the microphone. Now, we'll be in just a moment, we'll take a commercial break and a name it and claim it directly after that. But first of all, let's say a quick hello to Anne Karen Aileen Cronin of 77 Elmvale in Wilton. And the message is, I'll be home at 6, says Michael. Now, we'll hand you over to ERI Managing Director Joe O'Connor, who'll be presenting Pascal Cullen and Monica Payne of the Bishopstown Community Centre with £70 raised by the listeners.
I'd just like to say on behalf of this great crowd, absolutely fantastic crowd here in Wilton today, and on behalf of all the Radio ERI staff, it's my pleasure to present this couple of quid to the people of the Bishopstown Community Centre.
Thank you very much indeed. On behalf of the Bishopstown Community Association, I do want to thank you most sincerely. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
And we wish the Bishopstown Community Centre all the best. A big round of applause for all you people who've raised the money. Well done. Well done. All right, we'll take a commercial break, name it and claim it after that, and we'll see you back in Wilton directly after that.
Attention all you house hunters, it's happened.
What's happened?
Falvey's have introduced a new concept in living with their new two-bedroom and convertible to four-bedroom semi-detached houses at Waterpark, Carrickaline and Willowfield, Ballincollig. This convertible semi-detached house, which you can now get in two- and four-bedroom styles, and the price is so realistic that most people should be able to afford it.
It's also one of those houses which you can own from £17 net per week.
Come and view our show house now at Waterpark, Carrickaline, or contact Falvey Housing Development. 367 Blarney Street, phone 501-611. Kavanagh's of Fermoy, the main four dealers, bring you these three fantastic offers from the range of 150 used cars. Granada 2.8 GL Estate, automatic 1981. Escort Elite 1980, gas converted, one odor. 1981 Datsun Bluebird, automatic 1.8. Top trade-in prices given against these and any of our top quality used cars. Call or phone us for details and you'll be astounded at our prices. Kavanagh's of Fermoy, the main four dealer. Telephone 025-312-11.
You can go right out and shout it. There is no doubt about it. Dunn's Stores, better value beats them all.
Dunn's Stores lower food prices. It's a fact, not a slogan. Nobody but nobody will undersell Dunn's Stores. Go to your nearest Dunn's Stores for lower, lower food prices. You know Dunn's Stores better value beats them all every day.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand.
Hi, are you a teenager looking for someplace different this weekend? There's a super disco and light show at St. Francis Hall every Saturday night. Try it, you like it. It's the best in town. So if you want to make new friends this weekend, head for the super disco and light show at St. Francis Hall, Shear Street. That's at the back of the Mercy Hospital, dancing from 10 till 1. Golden Discs cater for all musical tastes with the largest selection of back catalogue titles in Ireland. Always first with the new release LPs, we carry all the chart singles and a wide range of golden oldies. Golden Discs audio and video accessories include blank tapes, styli, record and tape cases, tape head cleaners and batteries. Golden Disc record tokens are an ideal gift, so step along to your local Golden Disc branch today at number 9 Patrick Street, 25 Patrick Street or the Wilton Shopping Centre.
Grand Parade Cork. Christmas Club now open. For the biggest and best selection in toys, you've just got to pay a visit to Noddy's. A deposit secures any item. Noddy's guarantee you a great deal. Everybody goes to Noddy's. Why don't you? Star Wars and Bosco now in stock. Noddy's, 83 Grand Parade Cork.
you're gonna leave me, I'm begging you to stay. But baby, I can't get through anyway, yeah, no I can't. When I wake up in the morning, you are gone. Little sweet thing, you know I'll be all alone. You leave me crying, please don't make me cry. Cause I can't say goodbye. Please don't make me cry. Because I know there'll be nothing left for me. All of the good times we spent together. You said it was me and no other, yeah. And now you wanna make me pain in the sun. Darling, I know you're gonna make me cry. Me crying, please don't make me cry. Cause I can't say goodbye. Please don't make me cry. Because I know there'll be nothing left for me. You're gonna leave, you're gonna leave this poor man alone. Yes, you will. Please don't make me cry. Cause I can't say goodbye. Your sympathy. Please don't make me cry. Because I know there'll be nothing left for me. All this pain I can't stand. You're gonna leave, you're gonna leave this poor man on his own. Yes, you will. Please don't make me cry, baby, I'm bleeding.
Well, we're back live at the Woodland Shopping Centre. Thanks to Harper's Bazaar for their bunch of balloons. We're going to burst them right now. Anybody wants to burst a balloon? Go ahead and do it. Also, we do have a winner on Name It and Claim It. The winner's name is... Let me see. I'll just try and find that. The winner's name is Dennis Mulcahy of 83 Nuns Walk. Well done, Dennis, who's tuning out there in Radioland. Quick request as well for all the hard workers at Westward TV and also for Michael Collan, who's lost all sense of humour. Right, we've got some people here who are going to sing in the R.I. jingle for us. Take your time now. Take your time. All right. You do your best. All together, so...
When you wake up in the morning, we start your day out right. We bring you home in the afternoon and company at night. Music is our message on 2:25. Monster's Grave is radio, it's alright.
Alright, well done, well done. What we're going to do is... We're going to scrap the original jingle and use that one in future. Now, there's one for you. The three girls who sang. Well done. We've got an LP here. And if anyone, the first person who can tell me the person who sang at 17. Anybody? There she is. She's one of Janice's and LP. Now, we'll say a quick hello to Catherine and Carolyn, to Eric and Martina in Wilton's Roach's Stores, and to Mr. Power, their manager, who makes work easy for them. That comes from Dave. At this stage, I'm feeling like a cross between Morris Pratt and Russell Harty. Anyway, hello to my mother, Betty Walsh, and that comes from her son, Peter. Hello to Mrs. Toomey of 86 Wolftone Street, from all the Toomeys. For all the members of Bishopstown Unit of the Order of Malta, that comes from James, and hi to Owen O'Neill, happy third birthday. Right, we've been running a raffle here all afternoon. We've raised some money for the Bishopstown Community Centre. I'm going to pick out another winner and tell them what they've won. Now, Liz Cotter of Main Street in Kilworth. You have won a £10 token from Golden Discs. Well done to you. By the way, if you don't hear your name being read out, don't worry, you will be contacted anyway through the post if you want something. That's like an essay. Let's have a look at it. Yes, a lot of paper, small name. It's Joe Hegarty of 95 Somerston Drive in Wilton. We got a winner in Wilton. Well done. You've won a £5 token from Winthrop Cleaners. Get your clothes all dolled up. We're standing by for another record, but we've got one more winner to go before we take a record. Hello to Justin Kelleher of Drumcomer in Cantor County, Cork. His telephone number is Bantier 30 if you want to ring him up and congratulate him. And he's just won a £5 token from CE Hall. We'll take one more winner, a fourth winner. That's the fourth winner. That's the third winner. A £5 record token from Mirror Mirror goes to Caroline Finnerty of Tullygamore, Ballinhassig in Cork. We'll take some more music and we'll rejoin you back at the Whitling Shopping Centre in just a few moments.
I said upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me. Upside down, boy, you turn me. You turn me inside out and round and round. Instinctively you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moments with you. Respectfully I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating when no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me. You always play the field. I'm crazy to think you're all mine. As long as the sun continues to shine, there's a place in my heart for you. That's the bottom line. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me. No one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round, round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round, you turn me inside out and round, round.
Upside down, you turn me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me. I say to be respectfully. Upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me. I say to be respectfully. I said upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round. Upside down, you turn me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you turn me. I say to me respectfully. Upside down, you turn me.
Upside down from Diana Ross. Welcome back. It's DRI 225 coming to you live this afternoon from the Wilton Shopping Centre. By the way, before we go any further, a big thank you to all the staff at the Noble Grape on George's Quay who found out that I was an eclair fanatic and dumped a whole lot of eclairs up here for us to nosh afterwards. Now, a special request for Teresa and Brendan in Ballyclaw and Macroom from the Cowpuncher Behind the Green Door is the message. Also, hello to the Roadie with the Dixie Show Band. They're back on the road and so is ERI. If you want to check out ERI's new FM transmitter, we call him Freddie and you'll find him on 100 FM. Now, these are winners, more winners from the raffle. Roy Hegarty of 42 Hillside Road in Glasheen has just won a £3.95 token from Peter Marks. That's because it costs £3.95 for a haircut. Hello to Keith Walsh of 31 Clashdove Estate in Glasheen, and Keith has just won a nurse's uniform from Christine Fashions. Oh! Right, now Linda DeLury, I know this Linda DeLury, no fix. Linda DeLury of 50 Glenside Pinecroft in Grange and Douglas. The pity she didn't win the nurse's uniform. She won a hand map and handmade leather bag worth £10.50 from Shoe and Heel Services. I'm sure Dave DeLury will be delighted with that. We're going to go back to the studio, take a little bit of music, news, and then we'll come right back to the Woodland Shopping Centre.
News at 5 o'clock. I'm Tim Desmond. Good evening. The Minister for Finance has claimed at the Fine Gael Ordesh in Dublin today that the public finances are under control for the first time in 5 years. Mr. Alan Jukes also said the national debt at the end of the year will be £15,500 million. The Exchequer cost of servicing it will be more than £1,700 million. The Finance Minister said nearly a third of our tax revenue this year is already committed, before the government could make any decisions on how to use resources. But the Minister said the government's primary objectives were to increase employment by increasing competitiveness and to regain control of our own resources by reducing the burden of the national debt. The Minister for Industry, Mr. John Bruton, says we can't afford today's conflicts between workers and managers, and he suggests the answer is profit-sharing in the factory. Mr. Bruton says if workers shared in the profits, there'd be a greater atmosphere in the workplace. Instead of struggling to get wages, they'd work together with managers to increase profits. The Industry and Energy Minister said that people in Ireland could solve their problems by having more confidence in themselves. Hundreds of thousands of anti-nuclear weapons demonstrators took part in a rally in Hyde Park, London this afternoon. CND organisers say they were delighted with the turnout, which was much greater than they had expected. The campaign's General Secretary, Monsignor Bruce Kent, told the crowd that the first step was to build a broad consensus against having American cruise missiles in Europe. He said cruise would increase the possibility of a war by accident. Peace was too important to be left to the politicians, who, he said, had lost control. In the north, five more suspected terrorists have been remanded in custody following evidence by the police informer John Gibson. They pleaded not guilty to charges including possession of guns and explosives and membership of the loyalist UVF. The Soviet news agency TASS has reported that an unmanned spacecraft carrying fuel and supplies has docked with the Salyut 7 space station. Some reports have suggested that the two cosmonauts on board the space station are in danger because of a fuel leak. The Russians have denied that there are any serious problems and say the cosmonauts are in good spirits. Iraq says it has laid sea mines around a vital Iranian oil terminal in a further escalation of the three-year-old Gulf War. Iran has said already that it will cut the West's oil supply through the Persian Gulf if Iraq tries to stop Iranian oil exports. Yesterday, Iran said it had killed 2,500 Iraqi soldiers in just 2 days of fighting last week. And Gardaí in Cork are investigating the stabbing of a man at his home in St. Finbarr's Road at 1:30 this morning. The man, who's in his 40s, was badly wounded. It's thought he lived alone. The injured man was taken to the regional hospital where he is seriously ill. The Munster weather, dry and hazy this afternoon, temperatures reaching a maximum of 14 degrees, becoming windy later. ERI News at 5:03.
ERI.
John Blake.
Wake up in the morning and see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna, never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me. Rosanna.
Right, welcome back. We're live at the Wilton Shopping Centre. Things are getting panic-stricken out here at the moment. Now, there's a little girl here we'd like to say hello to. Hello, what's your name?
Sinead.
Sinead.
Murphy.
And where are you from, Sinead?
Zimbabwe.
What's your favourite song on the charts at the moment, Sinead? How about Renee and Renato? You like that? Well, what we'll do is, for coming all the way out to see us, we'll give you a copy of Renee and Renato and an ERI sticker as well. Thanks for talking to Sinead. Hello?
Hello, Anne-Marie.
And who do you want to say hello to, Anne-Marie?
My mum.
Hello to Anne-Marie's mum if she's listening. And what's your name?
Rosario.
You're out there with your mum all the time, are you?
Yeah, well, she's gone now, like, but I was not there with my mum.
You're not worried about that. You'll make your own way home, will you?
Oh, no, she feels like the hairdresser, and I'm just waiting for her to come.
How often does she go to the hairdressers? Tell Munster about her. Go on.
I don't know.
But she's pretty anyway, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Thanks for talking to us. Say a quick hello to your friends.
Margaret, Rosario, Faye.
Great stuff. You want to say hello to someone?
Hello, Mum.
Hello, Mom. All right, Mom, if you're listening in, there's a little girl here who's thinking of you. Now, there's two girls over here. What we've got to say, there's been a lot of people waiting here all afternoon. We've given away hundreds of records. There's two girls here in particular, and they've been waiting all afternoon. Have you decided what song you're going to sing?
Yeah, of course, the Penny Lane.
All right, let's try it.
In Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban sky, I sit and meanwhile by.
Very good. Let's hear a round of applause there. Well done. For you, we've got Lionel Richie's new single. For you, Elton John's new single. Right, we've got some more winners here on our raffle competition. Patricia Brown of 29, Clashtoe Estate in Glasheen has won a tin of China black tea. Uh-huh. And that comes from Instincts. Thank you to Instincts. Patricia O'Connell of 3 Laurel Grove in Bishopstown also donated money to the Bishopstown Community Centre, and in return, she's won a box of assorted nuts from Plextos. I think that's how you pronounce it. John Corkery, are you listening up there at 87 Greenwood Estate in Toker? You've won a box of chocks from Portars. And John Prendergast of 3 Liffey Park in Mayfield has won a meat hamper from Burns, the Butchers of Distinction. Sean Phelan of Rosewood in Firgrove Lawn has won an ERI t-shirt package, compliments of ERI. John Paul Prendergast of 3 Liffey Park in Mayfield has won a fruit basket from Tutti Frutti. We're giving away the whole shopping centre. And finally, John O'Reardon, care of Coleman's Car Care, has won a box of chocolates from O'Callaghan's. We've got three more winners to announce before we go, and we'd remind all listeners that have won prizes on the raffle, please see the ERI Cork office, call into the ERI Cork office before 5:30 on Monday and claim your prize. Don't worry, if you fail to do that, we'll post it out to you anyway, but please try and get in and see us. A request now for all the Disabled Drivers Association, who are doing a collection in the Lock Church tomorrow. All support is appreciated. That's for all people living down in the Lock area. Another request here for Christine Murphy, James Barrett, who are all madly in love, for my wife Bridie and Blarney, my two sons Connor and Derek, and my mother-in-law and brother-in-law. Anybody out here wants to say hello to somebody? Yeah.
I'd like to say, my name is Geraldine Collin, and I'd like to say hello to all the people in St. Giles, especially in Barney's class. And Rosemary Jordan would like to say a happy anniversary to her mother and father.
You've been waiting there all afternoon to say that. I'm glad I got around to you. There's somebody here.
Yeah, I want to say hello to my mother and father and to our friends.
We got a bit of panic over here. We'll try this side. Anybody here wants to say hello to friends? We've got a lady here. Hang on. Let the lady in.
Well, I have a son, Brendan McGrath and Blarney. We'd love to be here.
Well, we send you our best wishes. What's your name?
Sheila McGrath.
And Sheila, what are you doing in the Wilton Shopping Centre? The weekly shopping?
Yes, indeed.
Are you watching for anything in particular?
Just plenty of bargains.
Plenty of bargains. No Christmas shopping done yet, no?
No, no.
Off you go. Go on, do your Christmas shopping. Hello to all the cleaners in Wilton. There was a lady here who's a cleaner in the gents, and she was going to speak to us. I don't know what's happened to her. If she shows up before 5:30, we'll have a chat with her. Hello to Yvonne Finnegan from Chris. What we're going to do is we're going to take some music now, then we'll have a commercial break, another record, and we'll come back and give away a few more things here at Wilton and wind up the show.